office. Never mind what it will mean for my family, my church, or my walk with the Lord, so long as it means more glory for me. Performance evaluation. As in, we tend to overrate our own. Studies consistently show that almost all students rate themselves above average. Almost all employees consider themselves in the top tier. Almost all pastors think they are strong preachers. Because we regard ourselves so highly, we overestimate our importance. We assume, if I don't do this, no one will. Everything depends on me. But the truth is, you're only indispensable until you say no. You are unique. Your gifts are important. People love you, but you're not irreplaceable. After being gone one summer on sabbatical, I came back to hear glowing reviews about how well everything went at church without me and how marvelously the other pastors preached in my place. Obviously, as the shepherd of the flock, that's just what I wanted to hear. And obviously, as a sinner, it took some getting used to. Part of me would have felt better to hear that everything tanked in my absence. Possessions. We work to earn, and we earn to spend. We stay busy because we want more stuff. It's not wrong to want a new couch or even a new house. The problem comes when we take pride in our possessions, or more subtly, when we are too proud to trust in God no matter what happens with our possessions. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world if he has no time to prepare for the world to come? Proving myself. God is not against ambition. Too many Christians lack the initiative, courage, and diligence that ambition inspires. But ambition for our own glory must not be confused with ambition for God's glory. Some of us never rest because we are still trying to prove ourselves to our parents, our ex-girlfriend, or our high school coach. Pity. Let's face it, people feel sorry for us when we're busy. If we get our lives under control, we won't seem nearly so impressive, and people won't ooh and ah over our burdens. Many of us feel proud to be so busy, and we enjoy the sympathy we receive for enduring such heroic responsibilities. Poor planning. I can look back and see many times in ministry where I was too hesitant to hand over certain tasks to others. I made my week unbearable and made my family suffer because of being too proud to have someone preach for me, or too worried about appearances to have someone lead in my place. I let my planning be dictated by pride, rather than by what would best serve my soul, my family, and my church. Power.